From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Two people were killed and 18 others wounded early Monday morning in a mass shooting after a teen party at Club Blue in Fort Myers. Among the dead are 14-year-old Sean Archilles and 18-year-old Stefan Strotter. Strotter's sister Sherelle also suffered a non-fatal gunshot wound. William Prather owns the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater in Fort Myers. He says his son TJ played on the same travel basketball team with Strotter for the past 3 years, and that the rising Lehigh Acres High School senior would regularly stay at his home. Prather shares his remembrances of the young athlete and his own concerns for the safety of Southwest Florida's youth with WGCU's John Davis.
I began to get text messages right around 5:30 from a couple of the coaches throughout Southwest Florida. So I got started seeing, and then I immediately went on social media and started seeing tweets and Facebook messages from some of his fellow players and some of his friends and family who had begun posting. So found out about 5:30 in the morning.
And how did you know Stefan?
So Stefan I've known for over 3 years. Met him when he was an eighth grader. My son and he have played on the same travel basketball, for the past 3 years. So we get together, and I'm like the team sponsor, team dad. So, I just returned from a trip with Las Vegas with the team last week. And then they also went to Orlando. They just returned from a tournament on Saturday. From Orlando. I didn't go to the Orlando tournament, but was there with the team in Las Vegas for 5 days.
And I've just been perusing all the information I can. So I think I read that he had even stayed at your house recently.
Yeah, he would stay at my house on and off throughout. It depends on the, I had four of the fellow teammate players at my house last night. The little bit of irony is if maybe Stefan would have stayed with the team, there might have been a chance that he wanted some of the other players to go. And they decided not to go. And he was even supposed to come over at some point and say hello because it's only a mile and a half from my house. So, Stefan had been known to spend the night at my house.
Can you tell me maybe a little bit about what your own family is going through right now?
My son's having a tough time. And as are his friends, they are definitely being very impacted by this. I've heard some of them say this, this could have been us, could have been me. What's that? They don't feel safe, going out. When most of these kids were at downtown at the ZombieCon, so they, that's been in the back of everybody's mind since then. So, it's just a terrible tragedy right now.
Right. Can you tell us maybe any kind of remembrances you have of Stefan, what he was like?
So Stefan, a couple of my favorite things about Stefan is he had this crazy laugh. So he could, you would hear his laugh across the room or wherever it was. So he had this really kind of just nutty laugh. It was high pitched and it was fast and it was just a, he had just a great sense of humor. The guy had, he was always our DJ in our van rides. He always would take care of playing the music. That was thing. He had a vast collection of every imaginable type of song. So he was generally the DJ. And no matter what, whenever the kids all sat down to play, NBA 2K, he almost beat everybody. He was almost unbeatable, in NBA 2K, amongst all of his friends.
You kind of referenced this before, talking about, the kids saying they don't feel safe going out. We had the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. Just recently, there was the shooting in Cape Coral where the motorcyclist was killed, as well as a convenience store clerk. And then, of course, you mentioned ZombieCon as well. And, of course, issues with gun violence in Fort Myers, particularly the Dunbar community, has been an issue for several years now. Are you concerned about, a growing number of incidents like this?
Yeah, no, I'm concerned. As a community leader, as a businessman, as a parent, as a president of a booster club at my high school, there's been a couple close ones, where I've gotten worried about things, but this hits home. This is going to be, it's going to be tough. You know, he was very entrenched in the basketball community. He was a, you know, rising student athlete who was, you know, trying to do better in life and get out of Fort Myers. And, you know, he didn't get that opportunity. That was unfortunately taken from him.
And as a former, you know, local Democratic Party leader yourself, what would you like to see come out of this, either at the local?
You know, I think there needs to just, you know, we need to have a broader discussion about what's happening in our community. You know, we need to be able to, you know, have places where kids can go and they can be safe and they can, you know, they can and not be afraid. And, you know, unfortunately, there's so little for teens to do down here. And then anytime, you know, someone, you know, even if you think about that party at Sunsplash that got out of control last summer, I mean, it's just these kids need something to do. You know, they're not all, you know, they're not all troublemakers. You know, there's a few bad bunch in the mix, and they're making it very hard for the rest of these young kids to find somewhere safe. And, you know, other than playing basketball at the rec, you know, you have very few limited options to what kids can do here. But I think this is going to lead to a broader discussion for our community about how we combat, you know, these issues that are happening.
That was Will Prather, the owner of the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater in Fort Myers, talking about 18-year-old Stefan Strotter, one of two fatal shooting victims in Monday morning's mass shooting outside Club Blue. This is WGCU News.